WMFO, Medford. Unlike milk, long-distance telephone calls, and library books, there are no due date, tolls, or expiration in the grand hour. Good morning. It's the 20th of February, 2019. This morning, Nina's will be training here shortly, but I'm going to resume the 1934 All-Star Game that aired on the 10th of July 1934 at the Polo Grounds. It's the first recorded baseball game I was able to find. The first actual radio broadcast of a baseball game was in the 5th of August 1921, the Pirates and the Phillies, with the Pirates winning 8-5. The broadcast on KDKA. I don't really know who broadcast this All-Star game, but we'll go ahead and jump right into that. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Arthur with the Grand Hour, and we will be training Nina. She will do most of the show, but I'll be back at the end to close things out. Thanks.
Medwick came to bat. Struck out. Tyler came up. Shot it down the corner. He's out corner to Gehrig. And here we go with Simmons up at bat, I believe, in the second inning, and Tom Manning coming in to give it to you. Carl Hubble, the southpaw. The Giants is in the box again. Al Simmons, the right-hand hitter, is up the pitch. 4-1, a fastball was high on the outside. As we go into the first half of the second inning, the National Leaguers are out in front by the score of 1-0. Al Simmons leads off for the Americans in the second inning. He swings and misses, a mighty swing, turning all the way around. That's a beautiful pivot, you know, that Simmons has. Takes his toes in the dirt, swings all around, and the count is ball one and strike one. Manager Joe Cronin is hanging around home plate. Coming up next, the pitch, strike two. There was that old screwball, came in there shoulder high, and then dove down, and Simmons swung over it, and the count is strike two and ball one. First man up for the American Leaguers in the second inning. Here's the pitch. He's out. He's swinging. Strike count. One gone. That was a change of pace offering that Carl Hubble had in there, letter high. Simmons took a good toe hold and swung. Boy, that constitutes some sort of a record. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, and Al Simmons all striking out in succession. Boys and girls, this boy Hubble is a pitcher. Joe Cronin is up there. He hits him right-handed, you know. The first is a foul up and back. Up on top of the press box, and the count on Joe Cronin is strike one. Bierman crosses out another new ball. Gabby Hartman puts it down to Bill Terry at first. Terry rubs it off a little bit and then crosses it over to Carl Hubble. First half of the second inning, 1-0 in favor of the National Leaguers. One man out and nobody is on. Here's the pitch to Cronin. Strike two, swinging. That old blue ball of Carl Hubble's is working in there beautifully this afternoon. It must be when you strike out four hitters like that. Blue Jerry Clark, Ben Simmons. Now he has the count 2-0 on Joe Cronin. One man out, nobody on the pitch. It's too high. 4-1. That was just about the fastest ball that Hubble has tossed in there this afternoon with a count 2-0. He's a smart pitcher, you know. He's whipped that fast one in there. Here's the pitch again.
Good luck. Right seam swinging. He struck him out. Five strikeouts in a row for Lefty Hubbell of the National League. First half of the second inning, the American League is the left bat. And we have two men out and nobody on. The benefit of those who have just tuned in. Kyle Hubbell has struck out the last five batters. Here's Bill Dickey. Strike the ball up in front of the first box, and it's strike one. Bill Dickey bats them left-handed. Bill Dickey, you know, is a great, tall, lean catcher of the New York Yankees. Ball! That was a hook ball that got away from Hubbell. It was outside and a little bit low, and the count is ball one and strike one. What a ball game we're watching. Ball one and strike one. Here's the windup. Two outs, nobody on. Strike two, ball. That was a ball that Bill Dickey pulled away from, and it broke over the part of the plate for a tall strike. And the count now is strike two, ball one. The American League is batting in the second inning. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch, strike two and ball one. He bangs it at the base hit into left field. A base hit into left field. The ball is received by Medwick. He tosses it into Travis Jackson at second base. And Dickey stops at first. That's the second hit of the afternoon for the American Leaguers. And now, Lefty Gomez, who is in the box for the American Leaguers, comes to the plate. The score, the National League is one. The American League is nothing. It's the first half of the second inning. Two men have been retired, and Bill Dickey is on first. Gomez swings and throws a bat all the way down to Bill Carey at first base. Bill Carey picks the bat up and is walking all the way into home plate. He doesn't throw it back, but he's walking all the way into home plate. And very gentlemanly hands the bat to Lefty Gomez and makes some kind of comment. Yes, sir. Bill Carey picked that bat up right from his position at first base and walked all the way into the batter's box and handed it to Lefty Gomez. Strike one is the count. Two outs. Dickey on first. The pitch. Strike two. He swings. That was a long follow through. Very beautiful golf swing that Lefty Gomez had on display that time. Strike two is the count, you know. Two men out, and Bill Dickey is on first. Charlie Gallagher hanging around home plate. Here's the pitch. Strike three, swinging. Lefty Gomez, the pitcher of the American League, struck out, making his sixth strikeout for Paul Hubbell of the National League. It's scored 1-0 as we go to the first half of the second inning. Come in for it.
The American League half of the second inning started off with Simmons up. And, of course, the fans hanging onto the edge of their seats with Simmons at bat after Hubbell had struck out Ruth and Gehrig in the first inning, so Simmons came up. The count went to one ball and two strikes, one and two on him, and then he swung hard and collected an awful lot of air on the end of his bat. The fourth strike up for Hubbell. Then Joe Cronin came up. The count went at one and two on him, and he whipped with a vicious cut at that ball, missing it, mixing the fifth man. Then Bill Dickey came up. Surefire hitter Bill Dickey, a great catcher, and the American League catcher this afternoon. And he wanged a nice little Texas leaguer out into left field, just over the shortstop's head and not far enough up for Medwick to do anything about it out in left field for a single. Gomez came to bat. Gomez, who's had that contest on with Johnny Brokaw of the Yankees to see who could get the most hits this season. So far, Gomez had five, and he struck out three straight. So here we go into the National League half the second inning, and here's Tom Henning to give it to you.
Wally Berger. Right hand hitter is first up. He swings at the first ball. 6 minutes of foul. Up and back. Strike one. Lefty Gomez, you know, is in the box for the American Leaguers with Bill Dickey behind the bat. We have a moment. Those who just tuned in. Gehrig at first. Gehrig at second. Coleman at short. And Jimmy Fox of the Athletics at third. The outfield is Ruth, Simmons, and Manus. Strike two. Swinging. Wally Berger, you know, is one of the long-distance hitters of the National League. Well, as far as that's concerned, everybody out here is a long-distance hitter today. Berger's the first man up for the National Leaguers in the last half of the second. The pitch, a long smash is foul in left field. A long smash, of course, high over the pavilion in left field, and the
is strike two on Wally Burgess. The score is 1-0 in all in favor of the National Leaguers. The result of Frankie Frisch's home run. Frankie Frisch was the first man up for the National Leaguers in the first inning. Parked it in the upper deck of the right field stands for a homer. Strike three, Wally Burgess strikes out clean. That's the second strikeout of the afternoon. Bill Curry is coming up. Bill gets a great ovation from the crowd as he steps to the plate. Bill is well-liked here in New York City, and he should be. Bill is a great ball player. Bill is the manager of the National League today. He's a left-hand hitter, the first pitch. Ball one, a fast ball is outside. Travis Jackson, shortstop and captain of the Giants, is next. There's a long smash in the center field, but Simmons coming in. Simmons is under it. He has it. Very, very high fly in center field. Al Simmons and always usually found at left field for the Chicago White Sox. He's open center field this afternoon with Heinie Meadows playing left. Travis Jackson, shortstop of the Giants, a right-hand hitter, is next up. That last one of the Jacksons is all washed up on account of a bad knee, but that knee is plenty sound this year, and he's playing a whale of a game. Spike, swinging. That was a fastball just under the chin, but Jackson took a great cut at it. Two out, and nobody on. Spike two, ball. That was a nice curve ball, letter high. Ball bounded out of Dickie's glove, rolled 2 feet, 4 thirds. Bill retrieves it and tosses it back to Gomez, and we're ready to go. Two out, nobody on, Jackson up, strike two. 1-0 in favor of the National League. Here's the pitch. Gomez takes an extra long windup this time, and here it is. It's a ball. It was over the plate, but just a little bit low, and the count on Travis Jackson is strike two and ball one. Two out, nobody on. And here comes. Swinging. That was a small cut, but Jackson took it back. That's all for the National League. It's in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Four gone. Looks like this game is going to settle the argument about which to take to win ball games, heavy hitters or great pitchers, because the pitchers are tying these heavy hitting lineups in the knot this afternoon. The National League second inning, Gomez first pitching to Berger. Berger came up and went down on three straight balls, all out of the strike. Then he swung hard at the third one and tore through a lot of the ozone about the plate and got exactly nothing at all. Then Bill Terry came up to the cheers of the fans, a very popular player, great first baseman, and great manager of the New York Giants, came up, and it went to 1-0 on him, a ball and no strikes, and then he walloped a towering high fly. It sailed way high up into the center field. Simmons moved in under it and took it nicely for the second out. Then Travis Jackson came to bat. Travis Jackson up, and Gomez had his number two. Jackson went down swinging, retiring the National League here in the second inning. So we come with the score 1-0 in favor of the National League into the third inning with the American League at bat. The National Broadcasting Company bringing it to you. Here's Tom Manning to tell you about the play-by-play here in the third inning. The American League is one run behind as they come to bat, and Charlie Carrier.
I guess that is NBC broadcasting that. Nina will be up here shortly. Thanks for listening. This is Arthur at the Grand Hour. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, and or WMFO.org.
That was a hook ball, hit the outside corner, and the count on Charlie Carrier, who bats him left-handed, is 2-0. Charlie had always gone over Oliverville, Michigan, May 11th, 1903. Strike, ball. Ball two and strike one. We can all get a picture of Charlie, 5 feet, 11 and a half, and 180 pounds. Came to Detroit in 1925 from Toronto. Got a batting average, a grand average of .382 for the year. Charlie gets a hold of extra and drives it deep into right field. And Tyler goes back and makes that nice running catch at the edge of the track in deep right field. Boy, that ball was hit right on the label. Looked like it was going places for a moment, but Ty Carter turned it back with a crack of the bat and dashed out to the center track and made a sweet running catch for the first out.
One down. Nobody on. Mike Slater and Bill Terry over in the pitcher's box now, having a bit of a conference with Carl Hubbell. Conference is over, and Heidi Manouche is coming up. Last time up, Heidi walked. Hit the first ball, pitch the ground on second base play. Frankie pitches up with it, crosses to Terry. Manouche is out. Two men out, nobody on. Four of those National Leaguers are whipping that ball around that infield with the speed of lightning. They're certainly all touched up right on their toes this afternoon. Babe Ruth gets a great ovation as he comes up for the second side. Last time up, Babe Ruth, look out. The American League is half of the third inning, one run behind, two outs, nobody on, and Babe Ruth is up. Strike, ball. Rather slow curveball, just above the knees and over the heart of the plate. They've decided to wait for another one. A called strike. 1-0 is the count. The pitch. Ball. That was over. Just a little bit too low. And the count on Babe Ruth. Ball one and the strike one. The score is 1-0 in favor of the National Leaguers. First half of the third inning. Two outs. Nobody on. Hubbell pitching. Here it is. It's too low. Ball two. And strike one on Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is hanging around home plate. Who is coming up there next, you know? Two outs, nobody on. Babe Ruth, ball two, strike one. The pitch, a foul! Over into the National League's dugout, which is along first base. And that evens the count at ball two and strike two. A lot of pepper out there on the National Leaguers infield. A lot of baseball brains out there, incidentally. Three managers, Terry, Fish, and Slater. And a captain, Travis Jackson. 2-2, the pitch. Ball three. That one dried. Babe Ruth away from the plate. It was high inside. And now the count on the base. Ball three and strike two. Nobody on base, and all two outs. Here's the windup, 3-2, 3-2. Ball four. That was high inside, driving the Babe again out of the batter's box, and he walked. Lou Gehrig coming up. Last time up, Gehrig struck out. I don't see anybody warming up for the National Leaguers as yet, so it's just possible that Bill Terry will allow Hubbell to go along a little longer. Gehrig up. Strike one. This is a foul back. Babe Ruth is on first base. First half of the third inning. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is hanging around home plate now. Here's the pitch. Gets a hold of it, a long slash to right field. Over near the wall. Tyler over close to the wall and makes the catch. And that's all. That was two mighty drives, that inning by Gehringer and Gary. But it's all over for the American Leaguers in the first half of the third. Come in, 4-5.
Well, if Gehrig had pulled around just a little harder on that one, the score, there'd have been two runs in that inning. Because the Babe was down on first, Gehrig came up and smashed that ball hard right on the old nozzle out in the right field. If he'd have pulled it around just about 25 feet, he would have sailed over that low barrier into those right field stands. But the Well, that's what between innings that remains are built on. Gehringer was the first man up, leadoff man for the Americans in the third, and he banged a long, hard hit fly way out to the bullpen in right field. But Kai Kyler was out there with a crack of the bat and took it on the run for a ninth running catch for the first out. Then Manouche came up. Manouche banged one, a draft cutter down to Frisch on second. He was out on a fast play, Frisch to Terry, and two men were gone. The Babe came up, two out, nobody on. Count went to 3-2 on him. And then he got a walk. Gehrig came up and smashed that long one out into right field. But Tyler took that one right. This right field is hard to measure here. The angles are peculiar on it. Here we go into the National League share of the third inning now. And the batter's coming into the box. And here's Tom Manning.
Gabby Hartnett, the catcher of today's game. Catcher for the Chicago Cubs. Right-hand hitter is first up. And on the first pitch from Gomez, he fouls it up on the rope in back of home plate. And the count on Gabby Hartnett is strike one. Carl Hubbell, the next hitter, has a ground ball over the pitcher's head down short corner and in fast, has it, whips it to
Gehrig, and Hartman is out. That was a fast play by Joe Cronin, the shortstop, of a lazy hopper just out of Gomez's reach. Now we have one man out in the National League half of the third inning.
To sit and watch you stare at your feet. What was plan, absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips, so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling
you got a 9 to 5. my name is Nina. I'm a trainee here on the show today, and so I'm playing some things that maybe aren't usually played. Right now, I'm playing three songs by three powerful artists named Lucy Dacus. You just heard she sang Night Shift. After her was Phoebe Bridgers on Scott Street, and before that was Julian Baker singing Me and My Dog. These three artists recently came together and made an album together under the name Boy Genius. So after we play one more Julian Baker song, you'll hear what they all sound like together. They recently had an NPR Tiny Desk that was so fabulous. So we'll hear some songs that they sang for that. But for now, just enjoy the sweet, sweet sounds of Julian Baker before we get to all three of them in Boy Genius.
say, how are you? I say, I don't know. Let's dissolve the band, move to Idaho. Everyone's around and I hear you smiling. You say, I love you. I say, you too. I heard it, it don't sound the same. like I do.
Right, that was Boy Genius. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Arthur for having me train on this show. You heard quite a few songs by Boy Genius, which is, again, the trio of Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus for incredible female musicians, singer-songwriters. That's the Grand Hour. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Thanks so much.
This is the Grand Hour. This was Nina's training. Madeline wasn't able to make it this morning. So we just had one trainee. We're going to be back next week. Double feature radio programs. I don't know exactly what I'm going to play yet. I've got a couple of things up my sleeve. I know last week was Valentine's Day. I didn't really do anything for Valentine's Day. So this morning, I'll go ahead and I was listening to some records over the weekend, and I found this by the Caravels. I'll go ahead and play this for Valentine's Day. Again, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Arthur at the Grand Hour, 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and or WMFO.org. Marco should be up next with Wake Up Sleepyhead. Thanks.